After 4 years of carnage and more than 16 million dead soldiers and civilians, three empires that had lasted for centuries, Austro-Hungarian, Russian, and Ottoman, gradually ceased to exist, and many new nations emerged, says Mike Heffernan, professor of historical geography at the University of Nottingham.
Poland was reconstituted in the east. The Baltic republics of Latvia, Lithuania and Estonia were established. The Austro-Hungarian Empire, this vast zone to the southern part of Europe, is divided up into a range of smaller states.
It took about 5 years and several treaties to dismantle the three empires. The new nations welcomed their new independence. But Heffernan says experts who advised national delegations during the negotiations were not economists.
They tended to be historians and geographers and classically trained Oxford academics, for example, who weren't necessarily aware or mindful of creating a new economically integrated and viable European world.
The old empires had provided a degree of stability, so many had trouble adjusting to life under a different rule, says Margaret Macmillan, professor of international history at Oxford University.
Suddenly, people throughout the Middle East and in the center of Europe found themselves living in a world where they didn't know what country they belonged to, wasn't quite clear what the borders of those countries would be. A whole lot of small wars were breaking out between different national movements trying to grab territory. And so it was, in fact, a very, very difficult time for people.
The peace lasted merely a couple of decades, and a new conflict was already brewing. Even the Second World War did not solve all the border problems. The peace lasted longer, but as soon as the Soviet Empire fell apart, new conflicts broke out. Again, the maps had to be redrawn. Stanislao Pugliese is a European history professor at Hofstra University in New York. He says most people do not understand that maps are oftentimes arbitrary and usually do not correspond to culture and politics. He spoke via Skype.
We might think that borders are sacred and sacrosanct and immutable, but history has told us that they aren't.
Pugliese says only a couple of decades ago, nobody could picture the Soviet Union ceasing to exist, which also changed the lines on the maps. They should not be expected to last forever either. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.